With food scarce, both dinosaurs must also conserve energy. The slow-moving Gastonia could go a week without eating. The faster Raptor has a higher metabolism. He would have a hard time going more than 3 days. This is the disadvantage of great size. It requires a great deal of fuel.
As the Utah Raptor closes in, the Gastonia is going to mirror every move. No matter which direction he comes from, the little Gastonia is going to shift sideways, making sure that his flanks are protected.
The normally agile Utah Raptor is handicapped on the sandy surface of the dry creek bed. His long, clawed feet are better designed for hard surfaces. He's used to the forest, where the earth is packed hard and the trees provide cover. The Gastonia's rounded feet give him more stability to maneuver on the soft sand.
When you pit Gastonia against Utah Raptor is much taller, but that's of no value when the little guy you're attacking has pincushions sticking out of his back. You're not going to jump on his back. Height has no advantage in fighting a foe like Gastonia. In fact, it's a disadvantage. You want to get lower than it can squat so you can get up underneath it to launch an attack. Utah Raptor knows there's a couple of places on Gastonia's body that are not protected. The underside of its legs, its underbelly, and even underneath the base of the tail. Those are the areas that he's going to focus on when he tries to launch his attack.
The Utah Raptor can jump an astounding 5 meters in the air.
The Utah Raptor, landing on the other side of the Gastonia, quickly whirls around, reaches down with his claw, and inflicts a very deep cut into the side of the little Gastonia. The Gastonia roars in pain and tries to maneuver his tail back into position, but the Utah Raptor has leaped aside. The Utah Raptor recognizes that if he can only inflict a couple of more injuries, the little Gastonia will slowly bleed to death.
The Gastonia isn't able to form strategy.
The little Gastonia's brain is not very large, but at least it's big enough to know to learn quickly how to defend itself against this new form of attack. The Utah Raptor jumps his body once again, but little Gastonia is ready. This time he swings his flanks towards the Utah Raptor. The Utah Raptor spins to attack, and he steps directly into the very spot that the Gastonia's tail and armor comes together.
Gastonia's armor-plated, prehistoric tail scissors would be powerful enough to slice through a cricket bat with ease.